Welcome to the 7 Second Delay 12 Blockathon.
The first annual 12 Blockathon that we're running in Manhattan.
Andy's here late, but he came in with a huge trophy that the winner of tonight's 12 Blockathon is going to get. Andy's going to deliver it to you personally.
I don't have the trophy yet.
Oh.
But I will get it online. There are trophy stores. It will have a little plaque.
Great trophy store on Route 46 in Little Falls.
No, I won't. I'll be doing it online. The plaque will contain capital letters and lowercase letters.
What's it going to say?
I guess it'll say first annual WFMU 12 Blockathon.
7 Second Delay 12 Blockathon.
Well, but you don't want to say 7 Second Delay 12 Blockathon. Too many numbers.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
And then first prize. And then it'll be a statue of a guy running, right?
Or a guy walking really fast.
And then I guess underneath, in kind of big letters, it'll say, so what?
Sounds great.
And I will buy that trophy. That's an actual trophy that the winner will get. So if you live in Manhattan, or you're listening to this in Manhattan, or you're in Manhattan, let's just say if you're in Manhattan.
Yeah.
We don't care if you live in Manhattan.
No, you just have to be there.
Now you're just wasting all our time, Ken. If you're in Manhattan.
Yeah.
And you can run and you want to be part of this. Well, how's it work, Ken? All you got to do is get outside.
Yeah, get outside. Give us a call. Take a selfie of where you are. And then we want you to, we're going
to go 12 blocks and we'll time you.
Yeah, we're going to time you.
We can have multiple runners. You don't have to start at the same time. Just when you take your, when you send us that first selfie, that's when you start. How do we know they don't have a jetpack?
When I receive the selfie, is that when they start?
I don't know, Ken. How do we know they don't have a bicycle or skateboard?
We have to get somebody nearby to vouch for them. But right now, we just need people who
we're going to ask a passerby to say,
that they don't see a skateboard or a bicycle or a jetpack anywhere nearby. That'll be good enough for us. Oh, this idea was suggested by listener David Kay, by the way.
Is this going to work?
You wanted to decide whether you wanted to thank David Kay
or blame David Kay.
Or blame him.
201-209-9368. So what is exactly the sequence of events you want? You want them to call us first and then go outside?
I don't care whether they're outside or not. We can work with that.
201. If you're in Manhattan, call us. And if you'd like to win this trophy, we should post a picture of the trophy.
You were supposed to buy the trophy and you didn't.
Well, just go online and get a picture of a trophy. Just trophy. Runners. Just trophy. Track and field trophy.
I can't put the picture up while we're
somebody
doing...
post a picture of a track and field trophy. I'm getting so annoyed.
Why don't you just tell people to go to Google?
Go to Google.
Type in running trophy.
Track and field trophy. Track trophy.
Well, so track we want... trophy might be a shot put trophy or a...
Oh, for the love of crap.
Javelin trophy, pole vaulting.
Yeah, pole vault.
Steeplechase. There's a lot of track and field events.
What I'd really like is a gun.
What kind of gun?
I know you're thinking, starting pistol, start the race, start the 12 blockathon. No. I want a gun.
What kind of gun?
A gun that's powerful enough that if I hold it up to my head, it will pass through my head and still kill you.
Oh.
Still have the power to kill you.
I see.
Take us both down with one shot.
So then you want me to hold my head next to your head?
If you wouldn't mind. If you wouldn't mind.
Sure, buddy.
If you're not,
I'll do
not
it.
Too busy. 201-209-9368.
Oh, wait, but you'd probably shoot yourself in the mouth, right?
I don't know, Ken.
I should probably place my head above your head.
Here's all I want. I want it to be over.
Hey, we get next week off.
I want the sweet, sweet release that only 7 o'clock will bring.
I found a whole batch of old 7-second delay archives that we've never rerun before. So next week, the classic Dead Air Chicken episode. I'm not even sure when it's from.
Where we saw... How long you would allow dead air, silence.
Yeah, I'm not even sure exactly what happens on this show because I don't think we actually did Dead Air Chicken, but it's called Dead Air Chicken. It's from October 1999. But
dear God, 1999.
But I think it aired even before that because I think the 99 broadcast was a rerun.
Dear God, is it on cassette?
No, I found all these old Real Audio archives. So a historic, never before rerun or not rerun since 1999.
Well,
7-second delay next week.
Well, I won't be listening to that. How good can that be? 201-209-9368. No one's going to call. I'm so mad. Who do I get mad at? Who suggested this?
Oh, David Kay.
Damn him!
This was David Kay's idea.
He's my new nemesis. Now we're two rich white guys with two enemies.
Oh, who was the first enemy?
Don McLean.
Oh, David Kay's not my enemy. And neither is Don McLean.
David Kay's the enemy of anyone who mistakenly tuned in tonight.
No, it's too early to give up on this idea.
201-209-9368. If you're in Manhattan, you could win this trophy. Somebody post a trophy. We have to make sure you don't have a bike or one of those Segways, you know?
Or a jetpack.
Or a jetpack.
Or a car. Or an Uber.
A jetpack would truly win this race, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
Even more than a Segway.
They've made great advances in jetpacks just recently.
Yeah.
They have.
Yeah. They've gone from certain death to probable death.
No, man, what is he? He's French or Italian?
Yeah.
This guy?
Yeah.
It's not a jetpack, it's a disc. It's a flying disc.
That you stand on?
That you stand on, and he wears a backpack full of gasoline.
Yeah. Let's do that. What could go wrong?
Well, it's not as easy as you think.
The only jetpack I've seen that might be fun, they do it at some resorts now, it's water power.
Yeah, well, that's what this is based on. That's exactly...
You do it over the water,
yeah,
and it pumps the water from the lake through a tube.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Because what's the worst that could happen? You fall into the water.
Well, the guy with the flying disc, he flies over the water because he developed the water jetpack. And then he turned it into
I came all the way from Manhattan for this.
Yeah.
You wouldn't let me stay in Manhattan.
No, I wouldn't. And you're going back to Manhattan.
Yeah, I have a life.
Yeah, what's going on?
I was working today, and I have a meeting tomorrow.
Working in Manhattan. Doing what?
Just doing some writing.
Yeah? Doing some writing in your apartment?
No, I was actually working on a staff, working in a writer's room.
Oh, really? With who?
Doesn't matter. What do you care?
I'm curious.
Oh, you're just babbling now. You're killing time. You're embarrassing everyone.
No, you're writing again.
201. I just take some jobs occasionally. It's not my show. It's
Whose
a
show?
Friend show. It doesn't matter.
Yeah?
I'm not going to embarrass him.
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, Game of Thrones. I'm punching up Game of Thrones.
Well, last couple episodes.
That episode, remember, about 2 weeks ago? I guess they cut it. They ended up cutting it for time.
Well, the last two episodes.
Where the guy was lighting his farts in front of the king.
Yeah.
The jester, the court jester.
There's no court jester.
I don't know Game of Thrones.
Nah. Yeah, no, there's no court jester.
Well, it's because they cut all my stuff.
Close, though. Well, there were some funny moments in the last couple
of
episodes.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, did you check out the woman's breast in the last episode?
No breasts.
No breasts in the last episode?
Nope.
They ran out of breasts?
Yeah, Emily Clark put up a big fight over that, and they cut down on the amount of nudity.
Thank you, Emily.
Yeah.
She's a sister. You can't argue with them. Those sisters make a lot of sense. Don't argue with them.
No, they do. I just drifted off there. I meant to agree with you. Sorry.
Especially if it's their time of month. You can't argue with them at all then.
That's not...
A feminist on the rag. Oh, my God.
You're not...
Oh, my God.
You're not sounding very... You're not sounding...
Enlightened?
Like a feminist right now. Yeah, a real feminist wouldn't say on the rag, I don't think.
Well, what would they say? Oh, this is ridiculous.
PMSing?
Yeah, PMSing.
Yeah.
Man. All right, I'll give $100 for that gun.
Gun's going to cost you more than $100.
201-209-9368.
It'll cost
I'm just
going
to borrow it for 10 minutes. You can rent a gun somewhere, can't you, in Jersey City?
Rent a gun?
Rent a gun and four bullets?
No.
You can't do that? They don't have Friday night specials anymore?
Nope.
Rent a gun for a half hour? Five bullets? Bring it back in the same condition.
Even if you could rent a gun, you think you could rent a bullet?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, you rent the gun and you buy the bullet.
Very good point, Ken.
And it'll cost you an extra $100 if you want me to put my head next to yours.
That's how you do improv. Look for the logic holes. Look for the logic holes in your friend's suggestion. And that's classic improv, 101. 201-209-9368. Why don't you tell them again what we're hoping to do? We have a trophy, a real trophy. All we want is someone in Manhattan to run or fast walk 12 blocks. And right now you have no competition. You have to prove where you are. You have to take selfies. Well, this is nuts.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
Yeah, it's hot out.
Oh,
I mean,
shut up.
It's not, you know, it's not.
Oh, shut up. It's not the temperature. It's the suggestion. It's the fact that we're doing this.
Thanks for nothing, David Kay. Oh, man.
He's evil. He's evil. I want him to call. 201-209-9368. If you know who he is or where he is, let me know.
I'm going to...
You can find his number?
I can find his email address.
All I'm asking for is an apology. An apology from David Kay.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. David Kay. Hi, Ken. Here's my show idea. An honor system foot race across Manhattan. You would announce a prize, a start point, and an end point. People could call in
and
say where they are.
Well, we took that idea, and we refined it.
Yeah.
Is there any way Nick is withholding calls from us?
No.
Is there any way that people are misdialing?
No.
Wait, is the antenna off? That signal antenna up on the mountain? Could that be off? Check it.
The signal antenna?
Well, they're sending the signal, the radio signal. Check it. Ken, there's no other explanation.
No, we're on
check
the air.
Check the signal.
Okay.
How do you know we're on
All
the
right,
air?
All right, I'll check.
Wait, why don't we ask our listeners if we're on the air?
I will check.
If we're on the air, call us, 201-209-9368.
No, I can check right here.
Hey, Hey, we're asking listeners to settle a friendly bet between me and Ken. I say we're off the air.
I say we're not.
I say we've got to be off the air.
I'm calling the transmitter robot right now.
Thank you. Alarms are clear.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Readings. Enter the channel number.
Enter the channel number, my friend. Enter it like the wind.
3A main transmitter power out equals 99.4%.
99.4%. Is that good?
That's good.
I'd rather have 100.
That's almost 100.
Oh, wait. Hey, callers are telling us we're on the air.
See, that's us.
Yeah.
That's us over
there. Oh, that's the signal. That's actually what's being broadcast.
Yeah.
Imagine how great we'd be doing if we were at 100%. Why can't you get us to 100%, Ken?
We're very close to 100%. I probably could get us to 100%.
Get us to 100%. See what happens.
It's not going to.
Are you afraid of success?
We're at 99.4%.
That's not good enough for me or apparently our listeners.
Hi, you're on the air.
No, no one's on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, you love the show. Hi, are you?
You're on the air.
We're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Okay. Are you in New York?
What's that?
Are you in Manhattan?
No, unfortunately, I'm not in Manhattan.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Maybe that's our...
I like the gag. I would do it, but I am not in Manhattan.
Hey, Ken.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Hey, Ken, a listener liked the gag.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Ken. Chris from Brooklyn.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
We encountered the fatal flaw this morning when we heard you announce this one.
Which is what?
Brooklyn.
Right.
Why not Brooklyn?
Why not Brooklyn?
Well, what,
all the cool people live in Brooklyn now, Ken. Don't you know that? It's the Hoboken of New York City.
Yeah, but we...
Don't insult Brooklyn like that.
We know the cool people lived in Brooklyn, so we couldn't imagine anyone listening. How long is a Brooklyn block? Is it equivalent to a Manhattan block?
Same as a Manhattan block.
Wait, are you saying it's the same as a Manhattan block?
Except for the nexus of South Brooklyn. Brooklyn
it's all over the map.
Literally.
There's no rhyme or reason to the length of blocks and avenues in Brooklyn.
Oh, screw your concept. I see the fatal flaw here.
What is it?
You're leaving out Queens, Richmond, the Bronx.
But we needed some uniformity because it's a race. We have to compare apples to apples. We assumed we'd have more calls from Manhattan.
No, you know what it is?
What?
Manhattanites are too cool to race.
I don't think Manhattanites get our signal. Is our signal being blocked in Manhattan?
No. No, we are on the air. We're at 99.4% power.
Maybe that last 0.6% power is the one that nudges us around the big, tall skyscrapers in Manhattan.
Jeez Louise, you want me to get us to 100?
I would also posit, though, that the people in Manhattan are not even cool enough to listen to WFM.
Well, it's great to hear the word posit, whether we agree with you or not.
Okay, Uncle Andy. Good luck with the show.
Thanks, brother. Chris. Thanks. Good old Chris. Good old Chris. Calling in with the fatal flaw.
Yeah.
You can get us to 100%.
I'll try.
Hey, wait. We should warn our listeners. We are about to be broadcasting at 100%. Ken is about to increase the signal strength.
3A main transmitter power out equals 9. Raise.
Raise it to 110. 110. Ken, go for it.
3A main transmitter power out equals 99.4%.
Oh. Come on, buddy. Come on, you can do it. 110.
Raise.
If the automatic power control is on, then it's going to fight what I'm doing.
Why? Doesn't want us to succeed?
Yeah.
Doesn't want us to have a good show?
It's a self-hating transmitter.
Power out equals 100.
Yes!
0.6.
There! Yes, we're above 100%.
100.6.
Okay, you did it. Now just sit back, Ken. Watch what happens. Watch this. Hi, this is Ken and Andy. We are now broadcasting at over 100% of our power. We know you can hear us. Don't pretend you can't. We are broadcasting above capacity.
We were at low power before, not anymore.
If you are in Manhattan, and I know you can hear us now, give us a call. We are staging a foot race, a 12-block foot race, and we have a real trophy to give away. It's our 12-blockathon. Give us a call at 201-209-9368. And now you just sit back, Ken, and let the calls just come flooding in. It will be a tsunami of calls. I feel bad for our call screener.
That extra 1.2%.
He's going to get swamped. 201-209-9368. We're at over 100%. Where do you see the difference this makes, Ken?
I'm waiting. Yeah, it doesn't look like much of a difference.
Well, you can all go to hell.
Yeah. Hey, we did
you
a good show.
You and your listeners.
We did a good show last week.
Yeah, many, that's true.
Many people thought one of the better shows in recent memory.
Do you think it makes up for this?
No.
It's all a wash.
Yeah, it is.
Even Steven.
What did we do last week?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we learned.
Why did I come in?
Spanish.
Why did I make the trip?
Spanish and Chinese. Oh, I know why. Because we're missing the show next week.
But this is worse than no show. This is worse.
We didn't know it would be worse.
Well, that's true. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
We thought this was a decent idea, didn't we?
I didn't even think about it. I had other things on my mind.
Yeah, we talked about it last night. You were kind of excited about this.
No, I was excited about something else.
Yeah.
If you catch me in the masturbatorium, you never know what I'm excited about.
Oh, is that what was going on?
Hey, you want to hear a funny story? This will make you laugh.
Yeah.
I'm at City Park. I'm at the ball game where we went to see the Mets. Mm-hmm. This is for Father's Day,
yeah.
Right? I'm sitting there next to my daughter, Molly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling her about the game. I'm explaining the game of baseball to her.
Yeah.
Honey, that's a Texas leaguer. Now, look, see, he had to tag up, right? You know, this is me explaining the rules of baseball.
Right.
Oh, he fouled off that one. Well, that counts as a strike. It's a long strike. He fouled that. Okay, so I'm explaining the rule. So the guy sitting next to me, there are three guys sitting next to me. They're about 30 years old, right? The guy sitting right in front of me is drawing. He has a little pad. He's sketching, right?
Uh-huh.
And I can see, you know how sometimes like in a public place and you can't whisper, you can't talk, you write little notes to your spouse, to your friend, because you don't want to say anything out loud.
Yeah.
So you write little notes to the person sitting next to you.
Uh-huh.
So I glance over his shoulder and I see that he wrote on his pad for his friend who's sitting next to him. He wrote these words on his pad. I am sitting in front of the most boring man alive. He wrote that about me. I'm looking over his shoulder on his pad.
Why were you being so boring?
I was talking to Molly about baseball. And so what would you do in that situation? I had a conundrum. Should I start trying to be more interesting? Should I go into some gear, some other lower gear?
Yeah, you should have pulled out the zinger.
Yeah. You know, Molly, you know, Aristotle would have been remarked on baseball. He would have, you know,
no,
the symmetry,
not you.
The physics of baseball.
That's
is,
not you.
What would I have done? What would you have done? I'm sitting in front of the most boring man alive. I felt terrible.
Did it shut you up?
No, it didn't shut me up. Well, I guess for a minute it did. I just felt terrible. And then all I could think was, oh, man, he's never met Ken Friedman. I know he's never met you.
He's never heard me.
He's never heard of
me. He doesn't even have to meet me. Hey, Alex, you're on the air.
Hey.
It's Alex in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn? Well, that can't help us. Are you?
Yeah. Well, I was going to tell you guys that the problem is everyone's on their way home right now. All you're trying to do is I was just in Manhattan, so you shouldn't feel too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? People that were in Manhattan have left Manhattan.
No, it's right. It's a fatally flawed idea. We got to move on.
Wait, why don't we try a second idea?
Okay.
What else were we going to do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Does this mean I don't have to buy a trophy?
Yes, it does.
Well, I've just saved myself $40.
That's going to be a cheap-ass trophy.
What should I do with my $40?
Buy me some weed.
How much weed could I get for $40? Could I get about $40 worth?
All right, I'm in the grocery store. I got to go. Bye, guys.
Okay, bye.
I'm in the grocery store. I've got to go.
You could get a little less than
envy him.
A little less than an eighth, I guess.
An eighth of a what?
Of an ounce. Like, you don't know. Come on.
I think you can get about $30 worth for $40.
No, you can get $40 worth for $40.
I don't think so.
If you're not getting ripped off. All right. You want to see the other ideas that we talked about?
Well, is there anything? Can we pivot? Can we pivot to another idea now?
Veronica thought that we should give advice.
Oh.
You have advice on screenwriting?
I have advice. I can give Veronica some advice.
Writing and screenwriting? I can give advice.
Veronica, you stick to bacon cookies for your man.
Oh,
You don't worry about the show, coming up with ideas for the show. You leave that to Ken and Andy. There's some advice.
I thought you were a feminist.
Oh, yeah.
That's about the most anti-feminist thing you could say.
Well, wear a pretty hat while you do it.
That's making it even worse. pretty hat. A pretty hat. It's like, what the hell?
That makes it worse. That's
just wrong on so many levels. If you're trying to be anti-feminist, the idea of wearing a pretty hat like this is the 1890s?
For your man. For your man. To inspire your man. Behind every great man, there's a woman wearing a pretty hat.
At what point in American history did women wear pretty hats for their men? I mean, when was the last time that was a thing? It's even an older reference than Jane Mansfield, your go-to.
It's a sad commentary.
Let's update Andy Breckman's references. Let's do that
for contemporary life. That is something that's unheard of now, if that's something that you can't even conceive of a woman doing, wearing a pretty hat for her man, then you can have this. You can have this 21st century of yours.
Yeah, you need to update your references.
Okay, let's give advice.
All right, what can you give advice?
Well, I guess I've had some experience screenwriting for television,
writing for TV, writing.
Somebody
jokes.
Wants some advice. What can you give advice on?
Running a community radio station.
Maybe somebody wants to talk to the most boring man alive and his friend Ked.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how this works.
All right. Phone number is 201-209-9368.
We'll give you advice.
Kind of an Ask Me Anything session for Ken and Andy.
What other areas of expertise do you have?
Water skiing, wakeboarding.
You took one of your eyes out water skiing.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, talk to the man that took one of his eyes out.
I got a concussion wakeboarding.
Dear God. Well, here's the secret of water skiing, just based on what I just heard. Don't go water skiing. The secret.
Well, that's no good. That's self-defeating. Then you're not water skiing.
What else am I an expert in?
Let's see. You have a garage full of gasoline.
Yeah.
For the end times, right? So you're.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you can give some survivalist advice. Have you still been rotating your gasoline?
I have to do that. You just reminded me I have to do that.
When was the last time you rotated your gasoline?
It's actually been over a year.
Oh, no.
You can put gasoline. There is something you can put in gasoline that keeps it fresh somehow.
Have you been doing that?
That keeps it balanced or something. Yes, I did that.
Yeah.
So I think it might still be good.
I think it's time to rotate your gasoline.
I think it's time for you to rotate your gasoline.
I don't store gasoline. I'm not like...
I think it's time for our wives to go out and buy some pretty hats.
A prepper.
There is a word for it. Okay, so we're giving advice.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368. I think people are just getting a big kick out of watching us flap in the breeze. Show topic number one went down in flames. Now show topic number two is going down in flames.
This one's on Veronica, isn't it?
Yeah. First one was David Kaye's fault.
When are we going to take the blame for a failed show?
Right here.
We don't have to.
Oh, here's an idea.
We don't have to.
I wanted people to... Oh, wait. Hey, somebody's calling. What do you know?
Yeah, right.
But they have to go through Nick the Bard, our tough but fair call screener. I'm bypassing Nick the Bard. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there. This is Dave. Second time caller, maybe. I think it was a flop show, but give me advice. If you're going to give advice, you got to get balanced back, because she got to give advice back again, too. She's taking off from giving advice because it was against the law or something. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. I was going to let David go on forever.
He was the greatest.
Yeah. I didn't even hear what he said.
No, he was very sage, very wise. I don't know if he was wise or just how he delivered it.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, this is Victor.
Hey, Victor. How's it going?
You love the show, inexplicably.
I love the show. I love Andy Breckman. I love your opening scene. You got to package it. Your race, you got to make it smaller. You got to make it more handleable. Do one block around the radio station and have a tangible prize. Have Bronwyn... sing a song to the winner and make some snarky comments.
Well, wouldn't that limit the runners?
Prize.
Well, we thought about doing it in Jersey City, but that would just limit it to visitors. I'm sorry, listeners who live in the neighborhood.
Well, how many people do you have in Manhattan running right now?
Well, we thought we'd have a larger net. We thought it would be a wider net in Manhattan.
And you know what? You could give us a tangible prize that could really turn some people.
Bronwyn singing.
Get them in this.
What
is maybe a screen an autographed screenplay or something that you participated in a decade or two ago?
Yeah, but how? What would we do about crowd control once we offer that as a prize?
That
people would get crushed. Oh, I guess it would be. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Victor.
Thanks, Victor. Good old Victor.
And it's Rudy in France.
Even Victor can't seem to cheer me up today.
Ça va, Rudy? I guess Rudy wasn't really in France. I threw him off by speaking French. Nick the Bard warned me that he might be fake.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing later today?
Going home. How about you? You going back to your writer's room?
No, I'm going to New York. Yeah.
What TV show are you writing for right now? Is it a TV show?
Yeah, that Triumph the Dog, the Insult Dog.
Oh. So, back in the writer's room for Triumph.
There's
nice.
They have another political special that they're doing.
Oh. What's this one based on?
He's actually going to the two conventions.
All
he's
right.
Going to Cleveland and Philly.
Is Triumph really going to be in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Wow. Because we're sending two people to Cleveland. We're sending Bronwyn and Jim the Poet to Cleveland.
Do you have credentials? Can you get in?
Yes. They can get in.
Well, using what credentials?
Using WFMU's credentials.
Can they get me in?
No.
They only have two?
We got two. It was hard to get, man. It was really hard to get. I mean, we got screened by the Secret Service. I had to log on to the Secret Service.
Are they going to report from inside the convention?
Yeah.
On whose show?
On this show and any other show that'll have them. It's exciting.
Yeah. Of course, compared to this, anything's exciting.
Yeah. Is Triumph going to be inside the convention hall?
I think they did wrangle some passes.
Wow. And they got approved for puppetry.
I think they're good. I don't know if they were, I don't know how forthcoming they were about what their plans were.
Yeah.
But I think they can get in.
Wow. Good. So you're writing jokes for the conventions?
Yeah, because I'm so damn funny.
Mm-hmm. Good. So we have 28 minutes left here on 7 Second Delay, and I guess what we're doing is ask us anything. And he's writing a title for what it is. The phone number is 201-209-9368. We don't have a Casio. We can't do radio chat room.
Can't you just play some background music?
I could try to find. Yeah. There you go. That's not a bad idea.
Then we could go home.
Just
go. Then we could just leave.
Right.
Let the listeners wallow. The listeners made this mess. Let them clean it up.
It's not their fault.
It is their fault.
No, it's not their fault.
It is their fault.
It's our fault.
No.
I blame.
If
us.
They were better listeners, we'd be a bit more inspired. We have terrible listeners.
No, it's not their fault.
Why are they doing this to us? Inspire us.
What's the name of that song? Zebra Trucks. Oh, it's Zebra Trucks. Yes.
201-209-9368. Thank you.
Huh? Ken? Andy? We're doing... I think you said chat with that earlier. I got nothing. I'm just hearing empty space. You gotta wait. Wait until someone picks up. Hello? Hello? Listen to Chris. Hello? Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Happy 4th of July. All right. Be safe. Despite what's going on in the world, happy 4th of July. Ciao. He's handing me some old cottage cheese. Hieronymus, you want to say something? Hey guys, this is kind of weird, but I like it.
Hi.
Jen?
I'm on the air. No, I'm not.
Hello?
Hello? Okay. Sorry.
Hey guys. I want to shout out to Ginny. Happy 4th of July. Bye.
I guess. Hi. If something is really happening, like right now. Damn. Something is ringing up. Yeah.
Oh, how I love my 7 second delay. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, how I love my Canon and me every Wednesday. You make my life so much better every week of the year, except those times when you're not near. I miss you so much, Ken, and in the end, maybe my 7 second delay.
Hi, if you want to talk on the air on a New Jersey radio station, just call 212-09-9368,
yes.
I guess.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, sorry, I thought I was on the air.
Oh, no, I'm trying to get in, too. I guess the phones are all screwed up, so I guess we'll have to try again. Sorry.
Oh, no, the thing I said is hearing right now, and I think yours, too.
No, it was me calling, trying to call in, too.
Yeah. No, we are right now on the... But, like,
okay.
I wanted
well,
to say
I'm,
that...
I'm going to say... What a beautiful day it is. Hi to Ken and Andy, wherever they may be hiding, and to all the FMU listeners, and back at Chris, who called in to wish me a happy 4th of July, so back at him. So have a great night. Your turn, guy.
Okay, thanks.
Hello. Hello.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, I think you're on the air.
The name of this song is FMU is Failing. Right?
Is there still a French guy on the air?
Something's not right. Am I talking to a French guy now?
No, I'm from England.
Who?
England.
England?
Yeah, but there was a French person on there.
Yeah, you did the Brexit, or were you no Brexit England guy?
What do you think?
Hey, it's coming on the radio now.
Anyone who's calling WFMU would have voted to remain.
Is this Andy Breckman? You're not French.
I sound like Andy Breckman. But I guess the French person's not on there.
Yeah, hi, Mom. Are you there? Am I reaching? Hi, Mom. We're going to be driving across town. We're going to be there at your house probably 7:20 the way it looks.
Let us know, call back if that doesn't work out, you know? Yeah, just going to say happy Wednesday to Bill. Hey, Billy. Happy Wednesday. Best day of the week. Here it is, Wednesday, every 7 days. Make it a good one.
Why? Why are they doing this? Why are they just letting us speak? There's a thousand other things that them two could be doing. Young random listeners. can't tell when I'm losing faith in the show.
Yeah.
Or whether it's growing.
Oh, I'm enjoying it.
I mean, I've been doing it long enough, so we've got to have a few off days.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I had a show every week, I'd probably do this every once in a while.
But I can't tell, are they doing this because they genuinely can't think of anything else to do?
Right, I don't know. I got you one ear.
Kind of pleasure in it.
And the other ear. I got a 7-second delay in my head because I'm wearing one headphone. And I got you on my one delay.
That'll drive you insane.
Going on in my head right now. All right, I got to get back to work. Billy.
Where do you work?
Have a good one. Ring me. What?
Where do you work?
I help people make instruments out of vegetables.
You do what?
I help people make instruments out of vegetables. Through
what,
email.
Like, what kind of instruments?
Like, bongos and
like old
vegetables,
like African
so.
Instruments.
Okay, I gotta get
little beads and they have little beans inside them.
Yeah. Right.
That sounds
fun.
Don't worry. Hey, Freeman. Hey, Andy. Good, like, stop gap. Pretty good. I like this. I don't listen to Chris. Happy 4th of July. God bless America. Got it? All right, thanks.
Hello. 201-209-9368.
Anyway, there I was, driving along. What is that guy doing? Off the beaten path. Oh, you dummy. What are you doing texting?
Well, it sounds like I'm on the air. A little hard to know. But in case I am...
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm on the air, and what I have to say is this. Last week I called from a hospital where I almost had a death, like a fatal illness. I'm not on a fatal illness anymore, but here's something good for people afraid of gentrification. In Sunset Park, where I live, I learned it's a tuberculosis area. It's a tuberculosis area. So don't move here. You'll get sick. Isn't that great? No gentrification.
Where is that?
Sunset Park, it's, you don't even know, and that's good. It's in Brooklyn. No one knows, but if you found out... Don't go there. It's a tuberculosis area, and there's spit all over the ground all the time. And the immigrants are very new, so they're always bringing tuberculosis in. And I've never gotten so sick in my life. So, thank God, no gentrification. So I thought I would announce that. Thank you. Bye.
Hey guys, I like this format. It's a great format, temporarily. Once again, happy 4th of July. Chris.
Check. Check, 1-2.
Hey guys, I'm sorry you took the record fair out of Manhattan. It's my only pet peeve. All right, no wrecks for me. Bye.
Am I on the air? I was sort of expecting to hear the Young Marbles Giant song. Like to take this moment to give a shout out to Amy Vogel, who should be getting shout outs regularly on each episode. And great format. I hope WFU will continue to donate airtime to their listeners on a regular basis. Right.
This is a shout out to Ginny, who works her butt off, and it'll bear fruit. And once again, happy 4th of July. Thanks to the open format, guys. Thanks to open format. Thank you. Ciao.
Hello? Am I live? I am alive. If I'm live, I'd like to give a shout out to the person who stole my backpack off the train in Italy in 1996. I'd like my silver shoes back and my mixtapes. Please mail them to P.O. Box 5532, Atlanta, Georgia, 31107. Thank you.
You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Thank you, Nick the Bard. Thank you, Veronica. And shout out to Marcel. Keep it locked, buddy.
Hello, Kenny and Andy. Just listen to Chris. I'm really abusing this call on this open format. Can I be 21 again? Bye, guys.
Oh, hello? Andy?
Ken?
Guys, I'm in Manhattan. I'm on Broadway. I'm at about block nine. I need to know what to do. What do you guys need from me? I'm going to be done soon. I'm really looking forward to getting that trophy, so... If you're out there, Ken, Andy, hi, I'm gonna, guys, hello, right, I'm gonna go run in this bodega and grab a pack of Newport real quick, but when I come back out, just let me know what I need to do, okay? Hello? Okay, all right, I'll call back.
Do it for me.
Hey, how's everybody doing? This is Sue Braun. Welcome to Do It For Me. Flapjack DIFM. It's another week. And I was thinking to myself, maybe I can try and recount things backwards. So I can't. It's almost like doing their track list if you're doing a radio show. It's like we just heard from this, and then you go back in time. And I've been so trained to do that I'm gonna actually try to remember what happened over the past. Let's see if I can even make it through the day. Never mind the week. But we can't do this without your phone calls intermittently interrupting me for no apparent reason. That's it. That is it. Just interrupt me for no apparent reason. That's easy to... I've had a hard time explaining that as far as this is a call-in show and there is not necessarily a theme. But you can call at any time to interrupt me. Tell me that I'm wrong or point out a similar story that you've had that somehow relates to mine but probably doesn't at all, and it's just your opportunity to talk about yourself. It's welcome. It's all welcome here. So the most recent thing I did was I ate a chicken salad sandwich on a sandwich thin from my favorite quick grocer, Wawa. We know and love Wawa here in Jersey. They are creeping north. They are creeping north in New Jersey. And I just, you know, maybe that's what it is. They realize they're expanding and they're going to start maybe, because it is Hoagie Fest, by the way, just... Yeah, everybody who knows Wawa knows right now is Hoagie Fest. And so you can get like this hoagie for $4.99. But here's the trade-off. You may get a cheap hoagie, but you have to look at a lot of fat people wearing tie-dye Hoagie Fest t-shirts that are supposed to be, it's supposed to be like Summer of 67, Yellow Submarine, tie-dye t-shirts. But it's worn by the people that actually work there. And mind you, most of the people that work in the Wawa are, you know, let's just put it out there. They're not the most attractive people. I'm not saying they're stupid. I'm not saying anything like that. They're not the most attractive people. The attractive people that work at Wawa are the ones pumping your gas. And they would never put those guys and gals in the tie-dye t-shirts. And by the way, Wawa, there's not enough ladies pumping gas. On the upside, there's a lot of obese 55 plus people working there, grumblingly taking your money. It's one of those situations where you walk in and you have to say, "Hey, how are ya?" as you give them your, what I'm about to talk about, chicken salad sandwich on a sandwich thin. Buy my chicken salad sandwich, come up to the station, open it up, and they cheaped out. They just put like probably tops a heaping tablespoon of chicken salad on a piece of lettuce in between a sandwich thin. It's like, yeah, I get it. This is like kind of a more dietary, carb-conscious choice that one of your clients might make. But honestly, you could have done better with the amount of chicken salad in there. And I believe, my theory is, after thinking very quickly about this, this is how you develop theories. You don't really think them out. You just have a quick flash. Because Wawa is expanding... They don't have enough inventory to completely expand, so they're going to cut down on things like, you know, the amount of chicken salad they put on a sandwich, or they're going to, like, pull one apple out of that, like, apple and peanut butter cup that they have. Whatever. Or one, you know, strip of buffalo chicken out of their buffalo chicken wrap, so that another store can open up and they'd have, a, you know, some inventory in there. You know, just a little bit of, like, scraping off the top, and you can fill an entire store, entire new store with inventory. Oh, by the way, the number here, if you want to call, we're actually in Studio A right after that failure that was Ken and Andy's show. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. It's the number to call. Nick the Bard is on the... he's on the River Styx, and he's in a kayak, and he's guarding the fiery